You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He's brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. Having recently participated in the NALC Life Ministries 2020 conference, along with activities related to the annual March for Life on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., it seems our respect for and celebration of life in the womb continues. And rightly so, it should never be dismissed or diminished how often God is at work in the womb. The first reading for the service of Holy Communion at the Life Ministries Conference and for Epiphany 2 included this verse: "The Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, he named my name." The point of this passage in Isaiah and the interaction between John and Jesus still in their mother's womb is this: God has a purpose and a plan for each of us. It's right that we focus on the value and meaning of each human life from conception to natural death. This includes care for the babe in the womb, but also care for the unwed teenage mother, the married couple struggling to conceive, the parents raising children and youth, the families displaced by conflict living in refugee camps, the victims of violence around the world, and yes, the forgotten elderly living alone and lonely. We dare not care for one life while ignoring the value of another. We want to uplift and cherish every life as a gift from God, and have every home and congregation understand itself as a center for life ministries. The good news in this passage is that God turns our world upside down. Elizabeth, well past childbearing years, conceives and bears the forerunner, John. Mary, betrothed but not married, conceives by the Holy Spirit, and from her lowly estate gives birth to the Son of the Most High God. The humble are raised up, and the mighty are cast down. The hungry are fed, and the rich are sent away empty. We can leap for joy at what God conceives in us and through us. Let's pray. My spirit truly rejoices in you, O God, my Savior. Amen. A suggested Lenten response: make a difference in one life today through a simple word or prayer or deed.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.